Welcome back. I'm Libby Collins on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. It's 9:37. Well, I love art, and I really enjoy discovering new artists, and you're going to have an opportunity to do that as well. Joining us is Monica Miller. She's manager of the new Myad Gallery at The Avenue, and she's also an adjunct faculty member there and an alumna of Myad. And Monica, tell us a little bit about this gallery and when it opens and how we can come and see some of these great art pieces.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me this morning. So Myad Gallery at the Ave is a art space and gallery located on 301 West Wisconsin Avenue. And there we provide an experience for you to view work by, shop from, and support Myad students, alumni, faculty, and staff. And we're really excited to announce that we are opening officially this Thursday, April 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and when you stop by the gallery, you'll be able to see our very first exhibition, which is titled From This Point Forward, an Exhibition of Myad Alumni. And it features nearly five decades of alumni that are represented in that exhibition, going all the way back to our predecessor college, the Layton School of Art.
Now, of course, our studios are located right here in the Avenue, Monica. Where exactly is the gallery in the building?
Yeah, so we actually, you enter our space through the Avenue or the Arcade Lobby. So it's not quite in the 3rd Street Market Hall, but we are right next to it. So we have one entrance that you enter from Wisconsin Avenue, and then you enter those Arcade Lobby, office lobby doors. And then we are right to the left as soon as you walk in.
Okay, so it's on the main floor, on the first floor.
Yes.
Same as our studio, so it's easy for us to get there. Now, is this a permanent exhibit or is this temporary?
This is temporary. So this exhibition runs now through July 1st, and we look forward to having quarterly exhibitions. So our next exhibition will happen sometime in August.
What's your favorite piece that you've seen now that you have everything set up and the big opening is on Thursday?
Oh, gosh. It's very hard for me to pick a single object or art piece. But I think maybe what's calling to me in this moment is there are paintings by an alumni, Karen Williams Bruce Abartis. She graduated in 1998. And I've worked with this group of artists in the exhibition for about a year and a half now, getting ready for the show. And she has this piece called Box House, and she held on to it for me for this exhibition in particular. And it's a beautiful work. If you don't know Karen's work, she uses really deliberate and small brush strokes to build up a really complicated composition where you see an image in this painting of a structure in this sort of majestical looking forest with light that sort of seeps out through this structure in this forest setting. And I just really think it's a beautiful work. And yeah, I'm very delighted to be able to spend time with it in the gallery.
And as you said, you know, if you're stopping at the 3rd Street Food Hall and then maybe you're waving to us in the WTMJ studios, you can stop by the gallery and a lot of these pieces are for sale?
Yes, everything in the gallery is for sale and goes directly to support the students, faculty, staff, and alumni that have worked there.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing this exhibit. Monica Miller from Myad, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.